so much, we smoke so much.
Smoked a few though.
Yeah, there's just a lot left.
Well, we got a long weekend ahead of us.
Got a lot of work to do.
Say something.
What? I don't know what we're gonna talk about. What do you want from me?
Just be hilarious. And don't let me down. Don't let me down.
How are the bathroom facilities?
I don't know how your bathroom smells. Gross.
I know. When I take a shower, it smells like metallic-y. I think the water, like, I think that's going to be obvious. Like, someone's going to come by sometime and be like, yeah, your water smells metallic-y, does it? Bam.
Cancer. You want to, like, want to know why I want to sleep at my place?
Whoops. Yeah, it, and there's, like, weird stains in the shower, like, from the water. Like, when the water dries, it turns the shower curtain brown.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, right? Or maybe it's just dirt. But for peeing, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Really? You mean it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, the drought sucks, though. It's hurting a lot of really just honest, hardworking people, Americans, and that's why I moved to Chicago, to get away.
Good old Midwest.
Yeah.
Great Lakes, great times. We don't have that problem out here.
Dude, that's why they moved the Lagunitas factory out here.
Really?
Yeah. They like, just, there wasn't enough water for them to bottle in California, or, like, it was too expensive because there wasn't enough.
But did they have a problem when they moved out here because, like, because our water tastes different, so they couldn't get, like, the beer tasting the same?
But then they figured it out.
Oh, okay.
I think they just probably just added more alcohol. Just shield the, like, other flavor. Yeah, Had a little, I thought I was going to be, like, a hero showing up to the party with a little, 12 little summons. No one gave a fuck.
No one acknowledged you.
I tried to, like, hand them out and stuff. Everyone just, like, wanted their fucking Miller Lite. I'm like, you fucking cretins. You make me sick. Fucking Miller Lite. That's what I drank yesterday when I was, like, I realized I was too drunk. Like, have to stop.
Same, I was like.
Have to stop drinking. Have a Miller Lite.
Yeah, I probably had, like, 5 when we got back on after the picture.
Oh, yeah, I took that picture. It's funny that every single trolley. So we were on a trolley last night. What is a trolley? It's like one of the ones in San Francisco only, like, on wheels instead of on a rail.
It's like a really fun bus.
Yeah, but like a kid's bus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you're allowed to, like, smoke and drink and chill on.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, very fun. But then we stopped off at what was it, like, the museum, the aquarium?
Yeah.
And took a picture. And we tried to take a picture with those other people, and they weren't having it. That girl, like, had us in frame, holding the fucking camera up, and then realized it was her birthday, and she wasn't going to take a picture of anyone, except if she wasn't in it. She's like, wait a minute, it's my birthday. Oh, yeah, bitch, well, you have to take our picture just real quick, and she didn't do it.
You need to be funnier right now.
Shit.
I know.
It's impossible to be funny after you tell me to be funny.
No, you can do it. Sorry.
So after a smashing, so Sunday Morning with Lovely Colleen podcast was the most downloaded podcast ever.
Really?
Yeah. 45.
Oh, who did I meet out in San Francisco and they're like, you introduced me and you're like, oh, the girl from the podcast. I was like, hey.
I think it might have been Audrey. Hey, Audrey.
Maddie and Tyler listened to it like 5 times.
No way.
And they, like, call me every time they listen to it. And, like, they sit around and, like, get high and, like, listen to it.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, we should just stop. This is not going to be as good as last time.
I know, right?
Fuck. I guess this is what, like, George Lucas was going through when he when he made Return of the Jedi. And actually, and that ended up, or no, Return of the, no, what was the second one? Fuck. See, this is the kind of unfunniness we're talking about avoiding. Revenge of the Dark Side.
See, this is just not going anywhere.
I hate when you hear something on podcast and they can't remember something really obvious. You're just like yelling it. Fucking bird like, does that all the time.
What's it?
But he forgets someone like really
everything.
Like
what was he? Remember he was describing God Girl?
Yeah. And then like the dude's gone, and like the bitch just leaves. And...
Well, what did he call it instead? See, like I know I'm not gonna do that.
Try to recreate his ramblings. That makes for good fodder. I'm glad I could sneak fodder in. You know. If I'm not gonna be funny on this one, we can at least show what a eclectic vocabulary I have.
Such a wordsmith.
Eclectic.
That's how he got me.
Yeah, you know, words is just always, you know, they mean so much to me, and I'm just glad to, I'm just blessed, really. I'd say blessed is the word. T's and P's. Going to get that cig out there.
It's making me sick.
So the last two times you slept over, you've accidentally vomited.
I told you I didn't tell anyone.
What do you attribute that to? Is it like the conditions in the house? Is it just my partying just rubbing off on you? A lot of people can't keep up. So, you know, I can't blame you.
Yeah, I think I dug my own grave on both nights.
Just a bit too much partying.
I think I was just like,
Well, we didn't even, last time.
I think I was overserved.
Okay. Well, last time we were just pre-gaming. We didn't even go out.
Well, yeah, but Claire and I came down here and we got into some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You started your side party. That was pretty, I was like, wait a minute. There are no girls here anymore. I'm gonna go check it out. But I had to like keep entertaining everyone because I need to like make them convince them it was a fun party. But I snuck down here and you guys were playing darts, blasting music, drinking like hard alcohol, smoking weed. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I was very twisted by
how could you? You started your own side party at my own
party. My party up there sucks.
Yo, you don't have to go back up there. It sucks.
I'm more fun. I'm the fun one in the relationship.
Yeah. But yeah, your side party was a total success, though. And the party upstairs. But maybe it didn't help that it was fucking dark up there, but...
I'm so hungover right now.
Yeah, me too. Maybe it's because we didn't eat at all. I tried to eat, but...
Cookies?
What?
The cookies?
No. What cookies? Oh, Milano's. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What cookies?
Well, that's not even, like, a correct definition of Milano. Milano's are something more than cookies, Colleen.
It's true. Mm. I used to get Milano's in my lunch in high school.
Like, how many? How many period your parents throw down? Oh, it's not bad. I was gonna say two would be kind of like stingy. But
and Claire like
bad.
Always thought they were like stupid cookies, and like she brought some over to my house the other night, and she was like, "I always thought these were like stupid cookies, like only rich people would eat." And she's like, "I always thought it was so stupid you would have them in high school, but now she's like, they're my favorite cookies. I'm so sorry I thought that."
It's very honest. Only rich people.
I thought it was so stupid you would eat those.
I think it's like some deep-seated jealousy. She didn't
seriously, she's like, I had Chips Ahoy, and I thought that's what everyone should be eating.
Everyone should be eating Chips Ahoy. Yeah, Chips Ahoy sucks compared to Milano's. Milano's, yeah, that's... I like didn't get any cookies in my lunch, really. Parents really love you, it seems like.
Yeah, they did.
The real lunch. I had nothing tradable in my lunch, if I remember correctly.
Like, what was your basic lunch?
I don't know, like peanut butter or something. Peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, yeah, you don't like jelly?
No, I do. I just don't like jelly if you put it on certain breads and certain jellies. Like, I like jelly if, like, a piece of bread and jelly. But peanut
Not
butter
peanut
and jelly.
Not peanut butter and jelly together?
No, I do. Yeah, I mean, I eat that a lot, too, but it's just too much hassle, you know? It's not worth it. I like the correct kind of jelly.
I just, like, can't figure you out.
Well, whatever. This is not riveting conversation. Remember, we're supposed to be hilarious like last time.
All right, Mike.
So, let's get into the deep, really, like, risque stuff. So, we've been going out now for... It's been how many months since the Sunday drunk still drunk Sunday whatever Colleen podcast? I say about 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
things gotten better, worse?
It's been a whole summer.
Damn, you're right. We've traveled to 2 music festivals together. 3? 2? South by Southwest, Bonnaroo, and outside of that, it's 3. Jesus.
Yeah.
All with Dylan.
Yesterday I was like thinking about it. I was like, we should like take a vacation together without Dylan.
Without Dylan? I don't know.
But he can come if he wants to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to exclude anyone, you know? Without Dylan. Somehow he just pops up. And he's like never especially happy to be there. He's just there. Hey guys, what's up? Jesus, Dylan, you're here again? Fucking 30 times in a row. Let's go on a vacation. Just you and I and Dylan.
And Dylan.
Get real romantic. Go to the Caribbean.
The 3 of us can sleep in a tent together.
Yeah. Again. Whoa, that's true, actually. We slept in it. We had this really romantic. We call it the love tent at Bonnaroo. And it was me. It was just me and Colleen and Dylan. Boy, did we get rowdy.
It was quite intimate.
Yeah. We'd like kiss in silence. We did more than that, though.
You wish.
I know we didn't do it. So come on, Dylan's asleep. Dylan with my fucking eye. I remember that one night I had like the eye patch and like the eye patch is stupid. The sleeping mask.
Oh, the sleeping mask? I'm like, yeah. You fucking loser. Who buys a sleeping mask and brings it to a music festival?
You're totally right. And I take off my sleeping mask, I wake up like an hour later and you're just sleeping super well with my sleeping mask.
That was clutch.
Yeah. Thanks, by the way, Mike. Yeah, I felt pretty goddamn betrayed. Damn it. She got me.
Fuck you and your sleeping mask.
I shouldn't have taken it off. I like the fact that I responded to peer pressure so just pulled it. I was like having a great sleep and just...
You don't need this.
Idiot. You're embarrassing yourself in front of everyone. Just sleeping Dylan. Shit, you're right. Yeah, I don't know though. I feel like... we're too like young to be taking vacations. It's like, where would
not
we
like
go?
Like a vacation.
Like go to like a hotel. And, no. Like, hey, like a club something, you know? It's like, that's like what our parents do, you know?
I'm not like saying that, like a trip.
Okay.
Like, I want to go to the Grand Canyon.
This is also a big, controversial topic. But, yeah, I think that would be cool.
Let's not go to trip, it's fine.
No, I'm saying the Grand Canyon. I feel like the Grand Canyon's like cool, you know? But is it worth going all the way to fucking Arizona just to, like, stand and look at a big hole? Like, ooh, neat. I feel like that would be, like, cool for, like, even an hour.
All right, forget I mentioned it.
Never. I will never set foot in the Grand Canyon. Thank you. Good night, miss. No, I just feel like it would be boring after, like, a day. Not even a day. But any other places? No, that was always the dream.
I mean... You shot down the trip idea pretty fast, so no.
I just don't want to, like, dude, trips are fucking, no, vacations are boring. I hate, like, it's like a spoiled, like, country thing to say, but, like, I don't know. I went to, like, Hawaii and it was boring after, like, 4 or 5 days. It's like, what are we doing, you know? It's just, like, read on the beach and relax. I'm like, yeah, my life's not that stressful, you know? Like,
well, yeah, I don't like the sunshine. I'm not trying to, like...
Oh, that's right, you don't like the sunshine.
I'm not trying to, like, sit on a beach.
Yeah, and, like, just bake.
Yeah, dude.
It's like so good to finally relax. It's always like the people that don't do shit, you know? The fucking railroad workers don't really get to do, or like, you know, those real shitty jobs.
Railroad workers.
I don't know, just like some terrible job.
Is it like the 1900s where it's like they're like building
wiping sweat off like fucking Derek Zoolander. Just picking away. You don't really see those pickaxes as much anymore. It's a shame.
I guess, yeah.
One day. You should do something about that, Mike. Yeah, so I veto the Grand Canyon, but throw someone else at me.
I don't know.
That was always the dream. That was it.
I always wanted to go there.
I mean, I've never been there. I just feel like it's just not worth it. Then we're in fucking middle Arizona. Then what?
Okay, we're not going to go. Like, I don't know what you want to tell you. It's fine. I'll go by myself one day. I'll have like, my dad take me.
Not only do we not going, I want you to rescind the idea even conceptually. I don't know. I feel like if it's on the way to something, then it's okay, you know? If we're in LA and, like, we want to go to, like, New Mexico or Texas,
like, okay, fuck it, we'll just stop by Arizona. But to go all the way to the Grand Canyon is very old. That's what old people do. All
right, Mike, like, we're not going to Grand Canyon. Do you want to, like, keep going?
Yes!
Like this?
Yes!
Like,
no, yeah.
Cool. What do you have, so that was the only dream spot?
I guess.
I respect your simple ambitions.
Yeah. Like I always thought, I'm just a simple Midwesterner.
Simple Midwestern gal. You know?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's like hard out here for me because I am so complex, you know.
And you just don't get it. Sometimes.
And I do have some. What do you mean? I do have just incredible, like, different eclectic tastes, and did I say eclectic twice on the
podcast?
Yeah,
like, the fact you thought I would be impressed that you bought Lagunitas last night and don't give a shit.
I'm gonna be a fucking hero at this party. I expected to come in and be like, hey, Mike, Lagunitas, who's this guy? Yeah, I didn't really know.
Yeah, I was like, what's Colleen's boyfriend's name again?
Fuck. I wore my nice red shirt and just no one noticed.
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, and I wound up dancing this party. I didn't know really anyone, any of the dudes, except for one person. And I just had bought a, you know, a little 12 pack of a little something something, you know.
Do you want to tell the story about buy the 12 pack?
No.
No. No, you have to. Shit. It said $15 and it rang up as $19, and I was like, do I want to?
Mike was haggling prices at the grocery store. I saw a different side of him come out. I'll just say that much.
I wasn't trying to like us him. I was just like, well, it said 15, and he's like, nah, it's fucking 19, and the lady's like, all right, I'll go check.
Actually, I haven't seen anyone do a price check since the early 2000s. I was actually really surprised that he was actually going to go through with it.
Yeah, and then I suddenly just felt very Jewish, and I was like, no, it's okay, you don't have to check. She's like, no, I'm checking, and she, like, walked back, and, like, slowly this line just started
to build up. Oh, whatever, you were like, it was 15, I saw it was 15, you should check.
That's not how I said it. I was like, yo, it's okay if you, I was like, it's fine if you think it's less, I'll just pay the more, whatever, expensive. And they're like, no, we insist on checking. I was like, no, I don't want to hold the line. You know, we're in a big rush.
That's not how it
goes. It doesn't matter, you know. Just charge me whatever you think is fair. And they're like, no, we
insist. Mikey was like, this is outrageous. There's no way I'm paying an extra $5 when you labeled it 15. And I was like, Mike, it's not a big deal. Like, it's just like a few dollars. Like, I didn't come all the way out here to pay it. No.
It's not about the $5. It's a matter of principle. No, I did not say any of that. I said, it's okay. You don't have to check. They're like, nope, we're checking. And they, and like the lady, like it was like a four-person
operation. You tell yourself that, Mike.
No, it was like a four-person operation to check the price of this fucking beer. Because they had to go all the way into like the beer freezer. Because we don't have this in the old West Coast, the chill-ass West Coast, but... In the chill west, Midwest, they have beer fridge, like walk-in beer refrigerators.
You don't have that on the West Coast?
No. I don't know why. Because everything's, I don't know. We just don't have any of those. Yeah. But, so then they had to send some, like, poor woman, like, into the freezer. She's, like, throwing a parka and, and, like, venture in, grab a lamp, and just go into the freezer. And then as she was doing that, the line just slowly started to build up. Behind us, and Colleen started giving me shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Well, we're in a rush, I guess. I was like, fuck. I don't know. I still, whatever. It was a lapse of, it was a very Jewy moment. It was very lapse.
It was pretty Jewy.
Damn it. It only takes one time, you know?
I'll never forget.
All that good work I got built up not being cheap just ruined. Nope.
It's done.
Cheap as fuck. I demand you get back there. You know what? Fine. We can leave. I don't have to buy this. No, we
added. It said 15, damn it.
Okay, it's fine. Let me talk to your manager. Super passive aggressive. No, it's cool. No. I'm not going to argue about it with you. Let me talk to your manager. And we'll figure it out.
That's okay. Okay.
No, I just paid the extra whatever because, you know, it ain't no thing.
I got paid yesterday, a couple days ago.
I'm not going to say it was a turd off, but it was a turd off.
What really happened was she's like, it's like $19. I'm like, oh, I thought it was $15. She's like, no, it's $19. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. She's like, I'll
check.
That's
not what happened.
She's like, I'll check. I'm like, okay. No, it's fine. You don't have to. She's like, no, it's fine. And they go and unchecked. And that was it.
I was not like stomping my feet in there.
Maybe we should move on.
Jesus. Yeah, and then we drank too much alcohols.
Yeah.
Long story short, no one wanted Little Somethings. Everyone just wanted fucking Miller Lite. And I had to drink them all. Or you and I did, really. I had to drink most of them, though. And,
Oh, poor Mike.
I know. Because I spent $18.99 on it, you know.
And I was gonna get my money's worth, damn it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm never shopping here again. Okay. People try to like make statements like that, as if like the fucking employee is like a stake in the.
Yeah, room. Like.
Okay, that's cool. Cool. I don't like help.
You gotta give a like, shit. Yeah. Like...
Next time, well, yeah, less busy in here. That's dope. Well, I'll tell you what. I am never. So what's the review after how many months together, Colleen?
I don't know.
Yeah, someone asked me that yesterday. I was like, I don't know, like half a year.
Half a year?
Almost. I don't know. Maybe less.
Really?
Well, we've been hooking up since March. I think the first time we made love was in March. Yeah. upon my rode up on a steed and just hopped off and carried you up to your room.
Mike in Chicago Part 2.
Mike in Chicago Part 2. Can we get a hashtag going? Yeah, I don't know. It was around that. But, do you say I've become a better boyfriend, a worse boyfriend, or the same boyfriend?
I don't think I've even improved.
Oh, gee, Colleen. Don't flatter me here on the podcast. On the podcast, no less.
I think it's pretty the same, but I think you're consistent. And it's good.
That really was a struggle to get out. And it's good.
I don't have a problem now telling you that you piss me off sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I'd say once every, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, once every 3 weeks.
I think, yeah, once every 3 weeks. Write it down, I mark it in my calendar, like, all right, it's coming up.
Maybe it's something ignorant. Yeah. The big fight was when you got kicked out of the club and I didn't realize it. Holy fuck. I thought, what time did you get home?
Like
4. Fuck, dude, sorry.
Don't worry.
Sorry, Tim.
Tim's here. Wanna hop in?
You wanna hop in to the podcast?
I've already hopped in.
Oh, nice. You cut me off at the perfect time, actually, because we were just about to delve into one of our big fights. Yeah.
Dude.
Wait, 1 second.
Watch when I got the chair. Don't worry about it.
Come sit down.
You like I
dressed
up for you?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the hair.
It's
good.
What'd you do last night, Tim? Pick up some floozies?
No, floozies.
Pick up one of the local sluts?
No,
that'd have been tight. Tim's always coming home with various sluts. Reminds me of my old days, you know, back before the Colleen era began. Just tons of just various sluts, you know, just doing really well. Just kidding, I was super sexually frustrated. I was so fucking alone. Every night I'd come home just like kicking shit on my way home. This is not the way I imagined it going. I thought all the girls were down in Chicago. I'm supposed to be swimming in snatch.
I'm glad I could help you out.
Yeah. And Colleen came in and saved the day. She's like, ah, fuck it. Fine.
Whatever.
I guess you can just hook up with me. Yeah! Fuck yeah. But yeah, that one time at Stout where I didn't realize you got kicked out because I was too drunk.
Are we going to get into this?
No, should we not?
I mean, you brought it up.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well,
it led to one of the big, and then I called you afterwards, and I was like, hey, can I come over? You're like, fuck you.
No, man. Like, I don't want to see you lose my number.
And then I came over anyways. Was that that night?
Yeah. I was happy to see you nonetheless.
Nice, thanks. And you even bought me a piece of pizza.
Yeah,
that was one of the nicest things ever. Because you, like, said, fuck you, no, lose my number. And I was like, all right, I'll go over anyways.
Yeah.
And, but honestly, I didn't even realize it. Yeah, I don't know. And then we went on a trolley, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Sorry, we were a little saucy this morning. What did you do? What did you do till 4 a.m.?
I went to North Coast, actually.
Oh, nice. How was Widespread Panic?
They were really good.
So,
cool.
So.
And then I went to the main squeeze after.
Nice, dude.
It's a little late. It's actually the best cocaine I've had in like 2 years.
The best cocaine?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Getting some more of it this morning.
This morning, not even today. This afternoon, this morning.
Do you want to have a party?
No, yeah, we're having a party. Yeah.
Okay, my mom's bringing over like 2 appetizers too. For like, she thinks I'm throwing like this huge party.
Oh, oh nice.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, we just need to like find people.
Who's coming?
Friends.
I don't know.
3 of us.
More to come. I don't know. I'm gonna invite like a bunch of people. So.
Cool. What time is the party starting?
11.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I told her.
Or later. No. Come as you please.
Yeah.
Open door policy.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I told Colleen 11. She's like, no, it's too early. I was like, listen. Listen. Yeah. You floozy.
What did the 5 fingers say to the face?
Yeah. So I'm really excited. You gotta ride this wave. Dude, we got a full pack of cigs here.
Oh, dude. I've pressed a pack in like 6 hours.
My cigarette.
Get out of here. No, they're staying here.
Yeah, it was not good.
You crushed it in 6 hours.
Yeah.
Dude, it's concert, man.
Did I hear and it? I also sold 2 for $10. So.
Jesus. Dude, Tim once sold a cig for $20.
One cig for $20.
Where at? What fool after, did that?
After Dave Matthews Band.
One of the Dave bros just really wanted one.
It was in my ear and it was not.
Name your price, man.
What do you want for that cig? I was like, it's my last one. He's like, no way. $20. I was like, all right, it's all yours, dude. I actually took out my other pack. Like, gave him 2. He's like, you have another pack? Give me at least 2. Like, give him 2.
So it's only $10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be like, that's like money found, you know? That's a great one. I found $100 at Sasquatch one time.
Did no you? Way.
$100 bill on the ground.
Dude, I don't think I've ever found $100.
I know, I've never found $100.
It wasn't even like
I
a
found
one.
20s.
That's, yeah.
I found 20, yeah.
And I found a wallet, and I did steal it. But it was in the Costco parking lot.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
on
like,
such
that
a
makes
high.
A difference.
I was working at Costco. I'm allowed to do that.
What about that time you stole someone's iPad, and they called everyone in the office
yeah,
and said...
bad. That was bad.
Just give us the fucking briefer.
I have a sip of this.
Yeah, go for it. Take it off, you want.
Whoa, Tim. Yeah. Something about you saying take it all down to my girlfriend just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a man. Hear that?
More than you are.
Tim's breaking out a beer. It's 8:41 a.m. Tim arrived back. Well, we went to sleep at... We like to get sleep a little early on a Friday, you know? Gear up for the big weekend. No, we were asleep at like 2:30 or something.
Really?
Yeah, I had to transport your body.
No.
Yeah? You don't remember that? You would not get up. I had to pick you up and just plop you on the old bed there.
Well, thanks.
No problem.
What a pal.
It was really romantic.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Passed out.
I was going to let you pass out, but you weren't wearing any pants. So I was like, I don't think she'd want that when Tim comes in. Give him the old, you know, the old goat, you know.
I don't even want to act that one out. I was about to.
Thank you for
it's
not.
It's too
dude.
Early. It's too early.
Getting
healthy before we do this.
You mix your cig and beer with emergency. I don't think it works like that, dude. I don't know.
Literally
if can...
killing my immune system while trying to boost it.
Yeah, it's like little levels.
It's the immune plus, so you know it's good.
The anti-cig and beer. Dude, dope. Well, I'll invite all my friends, which. Should take about 2 phone calls.
Should be done here, and we're done.
Yeah, and we're done. Dude, this is true. Actually, on my last birthday or whatever, I scheduled a big birthday party, and then Colleen got tickets to the Bulls or whatever,
yeah.
So I had to cancel my birthday party, and it took 3 text messages.
I remember I called called you. I was like, well, I could like take you to the Bulls game. Like, I know you have like plans. It's your birthday. And you're like, I just have
it'll take me 30
two
seconds.
Guys that I could call. But I was like, oh, okay.
It was bad. It was remarkably easy to cancel my birthday party. And no one gave a fuck. I'm sure everyone was like, oh, thank God. It was like Monday. No one's trying to like fucking party or anything on a Monday.
Yeah.
There's that guilt, the old guilt beer, you know? Oh, I'll go have a guilt beer with Mike.
Yeah, I guess I'll go.
Yeah, it's his day. He gets one of them.
Yeah. But we just had an amazing time. I feel like I got to know you so well that night. Things changed. The world, time stood still. The world stopped revolving. It was just magical.
Bulls box. That's where the magic happens.
Yeah, dude. There was actually a dope fight. Joakim Noah got in a pushing match with one of them with the long name that curls around the entire jersey like a fucking rainbow, you know? And Lamar could have been some Greek dude.
Was it Bulls box for real?
Yeah, actually.
Oh. Just,
no, yeah. That was fun. So, invite all your friends to the party.
Next? They're going to jump at the invitation.
At 8:41. Mm-hmm. 8:44 now.
I invited Corey. She's like, no.
She gave up after that one party. Tim and
what
I prepared,
party?
Tim and I prepared. Yeah, exactly. I was like, what did I say? I was like apologizing too. She, I'm like, yeah, sorry about this party. And sorry there's no one here. She's like, what party?
What?
Remember our huge barbecue blowout?
Oh, yeah.
That ended up being like 7 people. Like it was, I think it peaked at like 8 people. It got as low as
one
like 3.
One was from Texas and we didn't know.
That was it?
Is that the same top party you're talking
about? Yeah, I think we're... What? No, that was the one where we labeled like the soup and...
Oh, yeah.
Or it wasn't soup, it was like dipping. But it looked just like...
Sauce.
Oh, yeah, like, it was blood. We labeled it blood. That's what it looked
like. Salsa.
Salsa, yeah. But it had the consistency of like tomato soup. It was really gross.
It was.
But we made homemade cookies from Trader Joe. Zuh.
Zuh.
Yeah, that was good.
Those were a huge hit.
Great touch.
I mean, like a really sad barbecue. It was one of those barbecues where we only need like one round of grilling. It's like, well, let's throw like 4 burgers on there.
Yeah, I remember you were really excited about the meats.
Yeah.
And we had leftovers.
That's true. And we had a mini barbecue later, which wasn't that much minier than the initial barbecue.
No.
I got a bad record of throwing parties. I think it's just a problem of friends, really. We just need more of them. Whatever.
We'll get you there, man.
One day. Tim here is rolling up a big old spliff.
Someone's got to do it.
You just love spliffs, don't you, Tim?
It's 9 a.m. somewhere, right?
Yeah. It's about to be 9 a.m. I was telling Colleen about our fucking free side scheme.
It's the best thing we got going in the city. Some people go to Dollar Beers at Kincaid's. Some people abuse their free sides at Smashburger.
That's like a wild Thursday.
Did you just get fries? Is there any other sides?
There's onion rings, but they have like the good onion rings.
I love
like
onion rings.
No, but they're like not
shoestring.
Like shoestring. Yeah, shoestring ones. Ooh. So fucking good.
Nice and crispy. Not enough. Really, not
how
like
you never
a...
take me, Mike.
One day, Colleen. Come on.
Brag about all these coupons. You don't take me anywhere.
What? That's not true. We went and got pizza those few times.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. That's all we eat.
What about those amazing vacations we took together with Dylan?
Why can't it be like the old days?
Yeah. We used to just get wild on pizza with Dylan. Something about our... We were talking about how Dylan has this mean habit of showing up on all our vacations. I just wanted to like take her to San Francisco and show her an awesome time. Dylan showed up. Same with Bonnaroo. Same with South by Southwest.
Jesus. Seems like this Dylan guy is running your life.
You know what? He means a lot to me. It's important that Colleen goes on each one of my friends with vacation with each one of them. I used to hate myself, but now I think I'm all right. Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, have you been recording?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the Still Drunk on Saturday podcast.
Nice. Yeah, no floozies walking out of my door this morning. A little upsetting. And no neighbor.
Yeah.
So I haven't met him yet.
Tim's planning on intercoursing the new neighbor.
Clock's ticking.
Yeah.
Is there new girls up there?
Yeah. No, there's two of them. One of them's a
like a, I don't know, goofy Indian chick. And the other one's...
I don't do that.
No, no, but the other one's... the other one's
left a bad taste in my mouth, Mike. It's the first thing I eat in the morning. Mike. Come on.
Yo, Mike, come
breakfast.
On. Yeah. Why you gotta talk about that? We'll have my morning spliff. You know, you're upsetting me.
Ew. I'm eating here.
Yeah, but I can definitely see her intercoursing her. I was actually thinking about inviting her into our bedroom. And we could just, you know, mess around, all four of us.
What?
That escalated quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was being funny.
That was just wrong, Mike.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, Mike, some things are not know, meant to be said.
Hey, Mike, can you turn it down for a second? I think the podcast is actually going really well. but if you're gonna be talking about, yeah, you know, it's kind of messed up. You know, Colleen's right there. There's a line, you know. I know it's supposed to be a funny podcast, but
save the jokes for later, man.
Yeah, save your jokes. Save that zinger for the big party later.
Yeah, see how it goes with the big crowd.
Dude, I'm gonna be really aggressive with the appetizers. I'm gonna like just serve them. People just like hold the plate in front of them until they eat like a bunch of them. Come on, eat them. I'm okay. No, come on.
My mom is just the king of hors d'oeuvres. She loves like whenever all my friends get hammered or high. Like she's like, oh. It's like Debbie's d'oeuvres, you know. She's like, yeah. I got spicy meatballs and some hot wings and some chicken wontons. What do you like? It's like, whoa, mom. Like, I didn't even know those existed.
Shut the fuck up, mom.
Trying to booze.
Yeah. Me and my friends are boozing. God.
I would love if someone offered me, like, wontons while I was trying to get fucked up.
What about that time I offered you that Cliff Bar? That was pretty,
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of prep.
Yeah. You know, same idea. Same lineage. Not the same exact thing, but you and Mallory split one.
Oh, wait, is that when you like chopped it up and served it on as like a serving dish?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are your knife skills?
Excellent.
Excellent.
I mean, yeah, I cut in like the Cliff Bar into like pizza slices. It was a huge hit. No, I ended up having to eat the entire thing. No one wanted any. I don't have any important things to say before we wrap up the Still Drunk on Saturday podcast.
No. Now you're putting me on the spot here.
Guys, you don't want to be funny for one last time.
I
think
I dreamt last night. I don't get anything.
Yeah.
I didn't dream last night either. I fucking teleported. It's amazing when you get really fucked up. Sleep so much better.
Yeah, well, I don't remember you like putting me to bed, so that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that.
Come home and the dishes are done. What up,
guy? I'm glad we got that on the podcast. No. Come on. No, Tim, you know, I just do my part. You know, it's part of that. When you live in a community like this, all right. Thanks, guys, everyone. Until next time. It's Tim, Mike, and Colleen. See ya.